From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday hit back against the political firestorm that has enveloped his White House over the forced separation of children from their migrant parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. As AP's Warren Levinson reports, Trump talked tough after meeting with some families of those killed by illegal immigrants.
The president hosted about a dozen people who had family members killed by unauthorized immigrants in an event whose underlying theme seemed to be, you want to talk about family separation? We'll show you family separation.
These are the American citizens permanently separated from their loved ones.
Trump took issue with studies demonstrating immigrant populations have lower crime rates, insisting other countries are sending the United States their worst, and that once here, they're committing crimes at rates ignored by the news media, thanks to, in Trump's telling, the weakest immigration laws in the history of the world. I'm Warren Levinson.
President Trump said Friday that Republican lawmakers should abandon efforts to pass an immigration bill until after the midterm elections. Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and congressmen and women in November, the president said on Twitter. On Capitol Hill, Republican Congressman Mark Sanford says he thinks the president's comments could hurt Republicans.
And I think that that tit for tat is not only problematic in terms of the here and now politics, it's problematic in terms of the great institution of our country, which is that in America, we can agree to disagree.
Democrats are hopeful they will win enough seats in November to gain a majority in the House of Representatives. They also hope to pick up seats in the Senate, but the prospects of gaining control in the upper chamber are not as bright. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.